Namaste, Bhante. We have three questions today. Question number one of three. This is on mindful sitting. Bhante, hope you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
So we have three questions. Question number one. This is on mindful sitting. Dear Venerable Bhante, I do mindful practice for about 2.5 years and have experienced different things this morning during my mindful sitting 1 hour session. As usual, I pay attention to abdominal rising and falling and start meditation. Very quickly, my body settles down and my main karmasthana fade away. Then I started to watch my mind and I experienced different thoughts come and go occasionally. I went behind some thoughts and started mental proliferation. Very quickly, I realized that I am in a wrong way and came back to my main karmasthana to focus my mind to meditation and again started to watch thoughts come and go. After about 30 minutes of meditation, I don't feel my body as a structure anymore and just like an empty space. But time to time, I feel heavy breathing and just only my heart going up and down. After a few minutes, heavy breathing fades away and back to very silent mode and didn't feel body structure. Occasionally, I could hear clock ticking sounds and birds chirping outside. I try my best to pay my attention to thoughts and experience milliseconds of no thought status. Alarm goes after 1 hour, but I never rush to switch off alarm as I couldn't come back to normal for a few minutes. Venerable Bhante, do you have any advice on my experience? Just curious to know whether I am in the right track of Vipassana meditation. Much merits for your guidance.
Yes, yeah, I think
the question.
You simply have to cultivate this status. You arrive there, and it is good that you have recognized. Basically, there are no thoughts, and there is no any particular eye making or mind making there. There is no presence of self there, but you are fully aware what is going on, and there is no object as such for you to associate, and just be. Just continue your practice, and once you arrive there, without doing anything, just be. Just relax yourself. See whether how long you can maintain that state. So then we'll discuss on another day after you are a little familiarized with this state. Because this is a new area now you are investigating and this is a kind of a new domain. And there you simply have to arrive and simply stay there. Maximize that.
Question number two of three. Mindful walking. Dear Bhante, during walking practice, I can establish mindfulness after 10 to 15 minutes, continuously observing the soles of my foot and the walking process. Once the walking becomes effortless, I relax the attention and try to observe the relaxed, suspended feeling. Thoughts start to creep in during this time and I get distracted. And once I realize the distraction, the mind comes back to the walking process or the suspended state. I don't particularly look at what these thoughts are or what makes my mind drift away. I only observe that there is a distraction and coming back. Appreciate Bhante's guidance if I have to change the technique with metta. That's the end of the question.
Can you repeat the question, Chamila?
Yes, Bhante. This is mindful walking. Dear Bhante, during walking practice, I can establish mindfulness after 10 to 15 minutes, continuously observing the soles of my foot and the walking process. Once the walking becomes effortless, I relax the attention and try to observe the relaxed, suspended feeling. Thoughts start to creep in during this time and I get distracted. And once I realize the distraction, the mind comes back to the walking process or the suspended state. I don't particularly look at what these thoughts are or what makes my mind drift away. I only observe that there is a distraction and coming back. Appreciate Bhante's guidance if I have to change the technique with metta. That's the end of the question.
Yeah. Now, actually, it's a kind of a gradual movement from Kayanupassana to Vedananupassana to Chittanupassana. So, once you are looking at the mind, rather than looking at them as distractions, you can simply recognize they are thoughts. Maybe attached with the past, maybe attached with the future, different plans, or maybe with respect to something you are hearing right now, something you are seeing right now, something you are experiencing right now, they are thoughts. So it is now you are using it also as a part of your practice. So therefore now when you are slowly, slowly developing, so this even Chittanupassana may happen within the same session. You don't need to categorically think, okay, now I am practicing Chittanupassana. Rather, gradually, you are getting to that domain. You are getting to that area, that posture. And while there, simply recognize how thoughts are operating, how thought is appearing, and how mind is trying to promote that thought, or mind is trying to construct that thought, or mind is trying to get rid of that thought, or that thought is asking you to participate or to think. Try to recognize all these temptations we have. And if you are able to recognize that, then you may not participate in thinking. Rather, you may start looking at how thought is coming and going. Then slowly or quickly, the thought may disappear. Because you haven't recognized with it or identified with it. You haven't promoted that thought. Rather, the thought has come and now thought has gone. So you are in a more relaxed mood. So therefore, rather than interpreting it as a distraction, recognize, okay, this is merely a thought and how this thought is operating, how it is behaving. This is something that you are now trying to learn by examining the mind. So this way you can do a little bit of an adjustment.
Question number 3 of 3. This is on the Dhamma sermon. Dear Bhante, regarding Vepachitta Sutta example, does that mean the bondage and everything is instantaneously created with thinking? Or is there something beyond which exists before thinking and prapancha? With metta, that's the end of the question.
Yeah, actually, this bondage is strengthened because of the thinking, and this thinking does not need a long thinking. It does not need a huge amount of rumination or huge amount of overthinking. Even a subtle, eye-centered thought is enough to have this bondage. That's what we can, as an essence, we can understand. So if even the thought I am is a proliferation, even the thought I am is a conceit, I am is a what we call a manjana, conceiving, then you can say how much such thoughts are there when we start thinking many different lines. You are thinking about your children, your husband, your wife, your job and this and that. Keep on, and many, many instances you are there. Your presence is felt as an individual. You are there. And you are promoting all these bondages. So basically, the bottom line is to understand this. So that's why we are discussing these kinds of suttas, these kinds of books, to understand how proliferation and this conceiving are binding us to the samsara. Otherwise, we could have simply keep the mind relaxed. Otherwise, we can keep the mind simply without proliferation, without attachment, without conceiving. But internally there are still, say, different tendencies available, different mechanisms are operating, and those mechanisms are promoting eye-centered thinking. So that is what we are trying to understand.
Got one more question. So the question is, Bhante, why do we have thoughts and where do they come from, please? That's
Yeah,
the
that's
end of the
what.
question.
Yeah, that's what actually this sutta is trying to answer. So there are various causes. There are five causes listed here, and we'll discuss all these five causes one after the other, one by one, and then we understand. Okay, there's a great potential inside the mind to generate thought, promotes thinking. Many reasons are there. So five reasons are explained here. And so those are the reasons, those are the causes. And examples for thinking are listed. I am is a thought, I am is a thinking, I am is a conceiving, I am this or I am that is a thinking, imagination, proliferation, conceiving. So likewise, so there are 9 examples listed here in this particular sutta, but there are 5 streams of thinking or 5 kind of causes generating the thing. In a way, we can say it is pretty much like a pathology. Into your mental fabrication, formation, there are 5 causes available, and that is what Buddha is explaining here.
That's all the written questions we have today. So is there anyone on Zoom who has a question and would like to present it to Bhante? If you have a question, you can raise your hand. Yeah, Hiranti, I have unmuted you. You can ask your question.
Thank you. Thank you, Bhante. With all these things which you just mentioned, the 5 ways, how does one behave and talk and go on this path without any proliferations? You know, it's because when I heard these and thought about the way I talk very little, unless, you know, I tend to not to talk unnecessarily and look. You see, and it's a very, very difficult thing. Could you kindly give me some guidelines, please?
Yeah, that's why, I mean, we are how to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is one very important strategy to understand these things and to calm down the mind, to relax the mind, quiet, to make it quiet. And again, you are practicing vipassana. That is another area. Helping the mind to calm down, relax, understanding the internal, you know, this turmoil going on, fabrication going on, and the practice is the solution, basically. So that is why only the arahant is called completely free from prapancha, completely free from proliferation. And when he is the one called, what we call as the peaceful muni, there is no conceiving happens, in his mind. So therefore, before that, we all are going through all these imaginations, proliferations, conceiving. Those are going on. But understanding this, actually, we are trying to minimize it. Because we understand how futile it is, how useless and how harmful sometimes it is. And that is the kind of direction we have to move towards, how to minimize proliferation, how to reduce So various strategies are mentioned. We will discuss them slowly as we are progressing.
So when we are preparing Bhante, you see, when mindfully, when you are mindful, you are also thinking, aren't you? Because, shall I say, you see, I mean, to be mindful also is a way of thinking, I feel, because you don't talk unnecessarily. You don't do things, you see, to hurt people and to.
Well, at the beginning, it appears like that. I mean, even to start mindfulness practice, I have to think. Okay, let me think. This is left, this is right. This is rising, this is falling. So this is how we interpret it. But slowly, slowly, The practice takes you to the relaxation, practice takes you to the non-proliferation, at least for a certain period, at least for a short period. Then you understand, okay, now I don't need to do the verbalization. Now I don't need to use what we call the labeling. I can simply keep the mind quiet. A quiet, silent mind is observing the phenomena. So this is one area that yogi would arrive after some part of practice.
Okay, so as you improve on the mindfulness, you will come to a stage where you don't need this internal dialogue.
Exactly.
That's how it will work.
How beautiful it is, how say peaceful it is to minimize that internal dialogue, that inner chatter.
Yeah,
and to quietly observe as a silent observer without fabricating, without manipulating the situation, how you can silently observe a situation. You are going through an experience, but as a silent observer. So this is a capacity that slowly we are developing with the practice.
So we develop that with as you progress on the path.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Bhante. Teruvan Sarnai.
Teruvan Sarnai.
Thanks. Thank you for the question. Is there anyone else who has any questions to ask? So nobody has raised hand. So I think we can end the program. To end the program, I would first like to pass our merits and thank Bhante for his valuable time, even with the busy schedule at the monastery. To all the supporters of this program, both seen and unseen, and to the participants for joining today to practice and share their questions. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Teruvan Sarnai.